Hello and welcome to the D1 Softball Podcast. I'm your host, Tara Henry, joined by Rhiannon Potke. If you're a huge college softball fan, you're in the right place. We can't wait to share the weekly D1 softball news, bring you interviews from all over the country, provide in-season game analysis, the top 25, and much, much more. Stick around. Episode 16 of the D1 Softball Podcast. I'm Tara Henry, joined by Rhiannon Potke. Rhi, how are you doing this week? We're very close to Christmas.
I'm doing good. I honestly, for me, it just doesn't feel like, I don't know about you, I'm just not in the spirit as much this year. I can't get into it. I'm trying, but I'm not even watching the Hallmark movies. I usually don't anyways, but music, I'm just different, but yeah, I'm glad other people are, though. If they are, I'm so happy for them, but I'm just not feeling it as much this year.
Yeah, no. And I've been, kind of driving around, walking around near the house, and it's either one or the other. Tons of Christmas lights, overload to where they're almost taking up the entire grid here, or there's none whatsoever. So I think, it's a different type of holiday season, and it doesn't quite feel like Christmas until you walk by one that's kind of like blinding you, all the lights or the big shows with music. There's a candy cane lane here down the road, which I'm yet to visit, but it's on my list. Santa's candy cane lane. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet in terms of the holiday spirit. But this week, before the holidays, we have released a few fall reports that we can talk about. We have Cal State Fullerton is going to go tomorrow, but then this week started off with Indiana. What do you got on Indiana?
Yeah, talked to their head coach, Shauna Stanton, just really, really, really interesting stuff they're doing there in terms of she's kind of using this. The first thing that she thought of with fall when it was going to be different was an Arby's commercial, which to me was hilarious. And I was like, what about meats? Or does it connect to fall reports? But it's just about different. Different is good. And that was an Arby's slogan. So it's just all about her. They've really embraced that, and they found things that they didn't think that they would like, that they've actually turned, that they're liked. And, she's really excited about their freshman class coming in, and obviously Emily Gooden's back in the circle. So there's just a lot of good stuff going on there. She's infectious. We've had her on, you can tell she's very, just anytime you talk to her, there's just positivity, and she's really excited about the lineup they have and some of the weapons they have. So, definitely it was great. We were laughing about how her and her assistants are getting old, and some of the stuff like the Arby's come, her players look at them with blank stares. Like, what is that? Like, what are you talking about? Like the hay is in the barn, and like they're like, what? And she's like, do we have any farmers? And they're like, no. And so it's just, so some of that's in there. There's some cool anecdotes. So check out d1softball.com, Indiana Hoosiers. We got some good stuff. And also had University of Arizona, had that run, and that was good. We'll have someone on powerhouse from that team that we can speak of that. But let's just say that Mike Kendrea, he's obviously all-time wins leader, and he's been doing this a long time and been with the U.S. team, and he has people on his team, freshmen, that he said do things that he's never seen. So that is scary. So you got to read their fall report, because you might not want to if you're a Pac-12 opponent, but it's gonna be crazy, that lineup that they have, if everyone can live up to their potential. So those are the two that we have already have that posted, and I know you had one as well.
And San Diego State. San Diego State, they've got a few, they might have a new look here this year. They might have potentially seven new players on the field, whether that be transfers and or true freshmen. Jenna Holcomb out of Tennessee, which I know that you've watched a significant amount of games with Jenna over there out of Tennessee, center fielder. And then Romanello out of Florida. She's going to be behind the dish. And I really like what Stacey Newbin-Denise, the associate head coach there, said about Romanello and her relationship with Maggie Ballant. Just seems like the two of them are going to work really well together. They have been working really well in the fall. So check out the Aztecs, the San Diego State Aztecs report on D1Softball.com. Yeah, I was waiting to plug Arizona because we were just going to scoop right into our guest. Who do we have as our guest this week?
Yeah, sorry. I realized I kind of probably
I was wallowing to try. I'm like, oh, wait, we got to wait for to plug that for our guest.
This is, you know, let's make this sound like we're professionals here, even though we're not, and like our segues are so perfect. But it's 2020 segues. And so, yeah, we have on today, we're blessed. I mean, someone that is on the cusp of, you know, home run recorddom. She's 19 away from Lauren Chamberlain's record. It's none other than Arizona redshirt senior shortstop Jesse Harper, who is tremendous ray of optimism, just such a breath of fresh air. Made really, anytime you talk to her, she'll put you in a good mood because she's just so optimistic and passionate about life. And it's really what we need. Like, this is, she was a great guest to have on this week. Just so fun. I mean, she just embraces the chance to be back and on the field. And just really, like I said, we talked to her a lot about, you know, the team this year and just her aspirations in softball and that home run chase and maybe how that impacts her and if it does. And I really think that everyone's going to love her as a guest because by the end we were laughing and smiling. You want to know what she could have been named. That's always an interesting one. Very geographical with her naming. Her parents are very geographical with the naming. So we'll learn from her exactly what that was and why it had us cracking up.
Yeah, she's just a ray of light, and I loved her answer in terms of the home run record and just if her teammates support her and think she's good, if her family, she's just so down to earth and like I said, just fun to chat with and can't wait for you all to hear from Arizona shortstop. She's a fifth year redshirt senior. COVID senior, and we'll take it away to hear from Jesse Harper.
And we're pleased to be joined by Arizona redshirt senior shortstop Jesse Harper, two-time All-American, started all 207 games of your career at Arizona. 207 games, you started all of them. That's amazing. Career batting average of .342 with 206 RBIs, 76 career home runs, which is a significant number since you're only 19 home runs away from breaking the Lauren Chamberlain's NCAA record, which I'm sure never get asked about ever. So we will not ask you about that. Just kidding, we will. But thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us. I know you're probably on although now, who knows, you've probably been, you know, I'm sure you're on Christmas break, holiday break. Are you back home? What are you doing right now?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am home in California with my family, just enjoying my time I get to spend with them. COVID put a little bit of a different spin on the fall, so we didn't have any fall games, so my parents didn't really get to come out and visit. So I'm enjoying all the time with my family right now at home.
Well, that's awesome. And that leads me to a good first question here is we've had our fall reports on D1Softball.com. We've been, you know, and we ran the Arizona one this week. I had talked with Coach Kendrea last week. And from a player perspective, how did you feel like fall workouts went? I know they were different. That's a good word for them. But how did they, from a player perspective, how did you feel like they went for the team?
Yeah, COVID definitely took a little spin on it. We made the best of it, though. We went into this year, or I personally went into it, knowing that we're going to be facing some adversity, but I'm just so happy to be back with my friends and on the softball field that I didn't care what happened. If I got 2 days in on the field, great. If I got one day, if I got a whole week, awesome. I was just going to take it out as it is, and I was so blessed to come back and be with Coach Kendrea and our coaching staff and be with my team. I'm so excited, and I hope this season happens. I have really good, happy thoughts about our team. We're a pretty good bunch, so I'm just hopeful that everything continues to work out and everyone can stay healthy.
And tell me about, yeah, that decision for you to come back. I mean, you got your eligibility, that there was an option, you could have just left. And what went into that decision? What went into deciding that guy wanted to still play another year and stick around the University of Arizona? And I know almost all the seniors came back. So what went into the decision personally, and then maybe as a senior class?
Yeah, so that day was a crazy day when we found out the Pac-12 season was going to be canceled. Coach Candrea held a team meeting. I remember sitting next to Alyssa Palomino, and we were both looking at each other, kind of with a little bit of tears in our eyes, like, what's going to happen? And I looked at Alyssa right away and I said, if we have any chance of coming back, I'm coming back. There's not a doubt in my mind. I was already gonna come back and be the grad assistant the following year. This year I was supposed to be the grad assistant and get my master's. So I knew Arizona, I was already gonna be here. So I looked, and as soon as coach said, you know, we don't know what's going on, but if there's a way to get you all back, I'll do my best to get everyone back no matter what. So I ended up going home, talking with my family, and there was really no big decision to make. I said, okay, I'm coming back. That's it. Let's go. Time to go, time to work. But yeah, I was so happy our seniors all ended up coming back, and that was amazing. Definitely a special class we are. Definitely, I'm so excited to be back and doing this with my teammates. And it was even greater that Deja Mulipola was able to come back from the Olympic team. So now our senior class is pretty awesome. I'm so excited to be finishing with them. But definitely, there was no hesitation at all. It was, I'm coming back. I'm going to finish this the way I want to finish it.
Yeah, it is quite the class coming back. And like you said, adding Deja, Coach Kendra said came back even better, which is not surprising after training with the national team. I think there's going to be a lot of balls hit out of that park and a lot of power numbers put up. Do you guys ever talk about that? I mean, have you started to talk about that, just the potential of that lineup per se and what it could do possibly?
Yeah, I feel like we also don't need to talk about it because we just can see it happen at practice. We see the balls leaving the ballpark. We see how strong the girls are in the weight room and just how good everyone is. Because we didn't get to play anyone during this COVID fall, we did a lot of team scrimmages and there was a lot of home runs being hit. I was like, oh my goodness. Like our freshmen, almost all of our freshmen were hitting home runs. I was like, dang, these girls are strong. They're so awesome. And I think what's great about our Arizona softball team is that we all elevate each other. Coming into Arizona, I wouldn't have thought myself of being a big home run hitter, but I got to work with players like Katiana Mauga, Chelsea Goodacre, big home run hitters at the U of A. So we kind of all elevated each other to be better. I remember my sophomore year, Alyssa Palomino would hit a home run, and then I would hit a home run, and then Deja would hit a home run, and then Malia. So it just kind of seemed like it was a contagious thing, and everyone was hitting home runs. So it's just what Arizona softball is. We're just going to make it happen, and we're going to hit the ball out of the park. So it's a great place to be, and really we all elevated each other.
Yeah, talking to Coach Candrea, I mean, as long as he's been in the game and how much he's done, the way he was talking about that freshman class and some of the things they were doing, it opened my eyes. Cause I mean, he's seen a lot of good players, and he said some of the things they're doing, he's never seen in terms of strength, in terms of like bat speed.
Yeah, they're monsters. They're so good. And it's been so fun for our senior class to work with these freshmen and really kind of guide them along the path that we want them to be on. But definitely, they're really good. I thought that my freshman class coming in with Deja, Reyna, and Malia, I thought we were good. I was a little biased. I'm like, yeah, for me, you guys are all so good, and there's so many of them. So it's awesome.
Yeah, and talking about power numbers, I mean, as we in your intro stated, you 19 home runs away from tying Lauren Chamberlain's NCAA record. I know that can be, it's a cool thing, but obviously sometimes it can be a pressure thing. You know, people are constantly talking about like us and other things, and I'm sure every TV broadcast puts that up and you hear about it. What has been your approach to that and kind of how you've been able to deal with that? And maybe, you know, everyone wants to be great and break records, but how have you tried to not let it maybe impact you too much to where it distracts you or where you get too much in your head? Has that been a problem?
Yeah, no, not really for me. I mean, I just go out there and try to have fun and win these games. So if I'm hitting a home run and it helps our team win, cool. But definitely, I just think for me, I'm really only doing it, like, I really only care about what my teammates think of me, what my coaches think of me, and what my family thinks of me. So if my family thinks I'm great, I'm great. Obviously, within sports, we're all super competitive and we want to break records and set records and stuff like that. And that's what makes sports so amazing. But for me personally, I just want to get to the World Series. I want to get back to the World Series. I want to hoist that trophy above my head with all my teammates. That's what I want. I want to put Arizona softball back on the map for that national championship run. If the home run record is broken, great. At the end of the day, like, as long as my teammates think I'm awesome, as long as my coaches think I'm awesome, and my family, that's all I want. And I just want to keep winning. So as long as Arizona softball can get back to the World Series and I can have a national championship ring, I am good. That will make me the happiest. And I'll be able to accomplish all my dreams of a little girl that I had as going to the World Series and winning.
That's great. And I'm sure if you hit some, you know, and it's a byproduct, if you hit some home runs and it helps you win, all the better, right? So that's, that's a good thing. You were saying you were going to come back as a grad assistant and get your master's. What are your future aspirations? What do you want to do within softball and then even beyond softball?
Oh, okay. Sorry. I lost your connection again. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, this is perfect. I love, this is a 2020 podcast and we're doing effect here. I was saying you were talking earlier about you were already going to come back as a grad assistant and pursue your master's. So what do you want to do in your future, whether it be in softball or then even beyond softball?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to stay and get my master's and be a GA somewhere. I love softball. So when I committed to Arizona, I told Coach, I want to be your grad assistant when I'm done. I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. I want to learn from you. And I want to be in softball as long as I possibly can. So obviously I watched AU sports this summer. I fell in love with that whole process. I thought it was amazing. I followed all those girls on Instagram, the ones that I wasn't following before. And I watched their journey and I thought it was so awesome, that league. So I definitely want to play pro this coming summer after I'm done playing. And then I want to be a college coach someday. I want to I'm going to be a grad assistant the following year for Arizona this next year. And I'll do that for a year. And then anywhere I can go and just continue to learn from other coaches and continue to inspire the next generation of softball players, that's what I want to do. So I want to be a coach someday at a big powerhouse school. So that's my goal.
Well, that's good to hear, because the way your infectious personality and your passion just rings through. So I think that'll be great to spread to other kids and teach. And I'm sure you're getting a little bit of that with these freshmen. I'm sure you're trying to help out with that too, it sounds like. So that's awesome. Okay, so let me get this. So your dad played football at Colorado, right? Your mom was a softball player at Cal State Northridge. And your younger sister, McKenna, plays at Arizona State softball. How competitive was your household there? That's crazy. That's like, the gene pool is raging with athleticism.
Yeah, my family is pretty special. My dad grew up playing all the sports he could possibly play. Same with my mom. She played softball in college, and then her senior year, she decided to pick up a tennis scholarship instead and said, I'm going to play tennis. This is what I want to do. So growing up, my mom and put my sister and I almost every single sport. She had us running like crazy. We did triathlons when we were little. So I've done it all. And I'm so thankful for that, because it made me into the person I am today. I love going outside and being active. I'm super competitive. But my parents like put a huge, are pretty much our lives are sports, and I love it. And then my sister and I, we do everything together. This morning we went and hit together, just no one's home. Just, we wanted to go hit. So we went, but definitely having my sister at ASU, like, it's so awesome. I go and visit her all the time. She calls me and she's like, Jesse, this is what's going on here. Do you have the same things going on there? Or how can I get better at this? Or all same thing. I'm like, hey, you just played Oregon. How was their pitcher? Tell me what you got. And she'll kind of tell me, but then she'll be kind of secretive at the same time. But definitely growing up, we were all sports all the time. I got to meet so many great people because of it. And I got to learn so many life lessons. So thankful for that, and definitely for my parents for just instilling that hard work in us from the get-go. And really, we are who we are because my parents put in so much time and effort to get us to the platform that we are right now.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that territorial cup secrets, man. You can't be dishing too much on the rival there.
I know. She was going to go hit with a few of her teammates this weekend, and she said I wasn't allowed to go. I was like, McKenna, come on. And she's like, no, they don't want you there, Jesse. You're not allowed to go. I'm like, those ASU girls, you can't trust the Sun Devils.
They're infiltrating the territory there. It's, you know, Oppo info. I was noticing too, your middle name is Ireland, is that correct?
Yeah.
How did that come about? Do you know the story behind that, or is it just they love the country? Or
That's funny that you asked that, because last night my sister and I were going through some of these old drawers and pulling out different things and going through old memory books that my mom had, and I actually found my mom's baby journal, and it had all these lists of names that she had to pick out for me, and some of them I'm like, oh mom, these are horrible names, I'm so happy at it. But my mom, I don't know how she came up with Ireland. My dad wanted to name me California with a K. Callie. But my best friend was named Callie at the time. So it wasn't going to work. But Ireland is just what it happened. So I only really hear Ireland if I get in trouble, if my mom yells, Jessica, Ireland. But yeah, Ireland is just what it is. There's no real cool story, but I did find the baby book yesterday. My sister and I were kind of laughing at some of the names they had picked out, but
wow,
it's okay. It is what it is.
Hey, that would have been interesting.
Luckily my parents' best friend at the time had just had their first daughter and they named her Callie. So that was X'd out for me. We couldn't have two Callies. So I got out lucky from that one.
I wonder how many people would have actually called you the full name all the time, California. It would have just been, I think Callie would have been a good nickname, but I honestly have never heard anyone named California.
I don't know. That was dad back in the day. Who knows? I'm happy I got stuck with Jess.
So we're coming up now. It's, you know, the holiday season, Christmas is coming. Do you guys have any Christmas traditions in your family? I know everything in 2020 is just bizarrely different. But is there anything that you may still keep the same, or is a family tradition that you guys hold tight or that you'll do this season?
My dad always loves to just go throw with us. So in between, after our Christmas gift opening, we'll go and play catch. And I think that's just something my dad likes to do because he has that free time and he just loves spending it with us. Either that or after my grandpa lives in this wash area with tons of land. So we go and ride our motorcycles around. So we could do that. But this year, I'm just hoping that my grandparents are able to have us over. I know they're a little scared of this whole COVID thing. So maybe we'll have an outside thing if the weather permits it. But definitely just spending it with family. That's all that really matters to me. The gifts are a icing on the top. But just spending it with my family, that's all I really want. And then going and playing catch with my sister and my mom and my dad, that's what they all look forward to.
That's awesome. I like that tradition, a family catch. That's great. That's one of the best ones I've heard. We'll kind of end you with this one though. I mean, you said and gifts are always, obviously, we know now as we're older, even perspective wise, I remember, it's obviously not, it's important, but not as important. But what was the best gift you think you've ever received? Do you remember?
Well, growing up, I know for a fact, every single year for Christmas, I asked for a new Louisville bat from my grandparents. Grandma and grandpa always got me the brand new Louisville bat. Whatever the new bat was that time, I wanted it. So I've been Louisville strong through and through. I love my Louisville bats. And every year for Christmas, I knew for a fact I was going to get one big long box. And that was going to be my softball bat for the year. So that was always special opening up. I never really liked clothes. I just kind of look at them like, oh, grandma, this is not cute. But then I started asking for my softball bats. I knew I was going to get my new bat, and that was the best.
That's exactly what I was as a kid. Just give me all the sports equipment you can. That's all I wanted, a bike or a bat or anything, a soccer ball. So that's awesome. Well, we'll see. Let us know. I mean, I'm sure you get some through Arizona now with some of these, but if there's a bat under your tree this year, make sure you send us a photo or something and we'll post it on our social media to see the Jesse Harper Christmas tradition for, it should never go away. You should always keep getting bats. You never get too old to get a new bat.
No. Coach spoils us now. We get them all the time. Now we just walk into that big shed that he has and there's tons of bats sitting there for us, so we're a little spoiled at U of A. But I remember as a kid I was always so excited to get my new bat.
That's awesome. Well, we really appreciate you gifting us with your presence on this podcast. You are definitely open invitation. I'm hoping we can have you on several times, fingers crossed, in the 2021 season. And then even once you're done, because you're going to stay within college softball, it sounds like. So we'll hopefully for many years to come, we'll have a Jesse Harper segment coming up, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. That's the goal. Let's take the softball train as long as I can go.
Well, that's great. And again, we appreciate it. We wish you all a happy holidays, and looking forward to seeing everyone back on the field healthy. And make sure to tell all your friends to listen and subscribe to the D1 Softball Podcast so they can listen to you with all your wondrous stuff that you give us today.
You got it. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
It's great to hear from Jesse Harper over there at Stevenson Ranch. We did have a few technical difficulties during the call, but hey, you know, it is what it is. High winds over there in the valley, and just great to hear she's back at home and spending time with her family and her sister, who's a Sun Devil as well.
Yeah, territory Arizona State. She's it's kind of a split household there. That's it's crazy. But she said, they snuck away to hit with her teammates. They didn't want her. Like, you're an Arizona Wildcat. We don't want you part of this, which is totally understandable. And I think the best part about college, like, no, you're not coming to hit with us. You're going to take some secrets back to Tucson there. We can't have that.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at it for two ways. I know it's a rivalry, but also if I'm an Arizona State Sun Devil, I'm thinking, hey, maybe I can learn a little bit from one of the best hitters in the game, in Jesse Harper. But again, I know it's a rivalry, but I'd be a little bit torn, I think, to say, oh, hey, but maybe we should just hear it a little bit. We just, that would be fun. But great to hear from her, and excited to see the super squad that Arizona has heading into 2021.
Yeah, it's really, that lineup's scary to think about. I mean, it really is. And like I had said earlier, just the way that Coach Kendrick spoke about those freshmen, I'm like really intrigued to watch them, because he said that they're like, there's powerful players that he's never seen doing things, which coming from him, I mean, if it was from like a coach in like their second season, that's one thing, but this is Mike Kendrea. So I'm very eager to see them play. And again, we always know, it's all has to be on the field, and fingers crossed we get to that part of the season and we can actually have games. But definitely a fun lineup, and one that's, it's going to be a great battle in the Pac-12. When is it not, but it's going to be with all these seniors coming back, it's going to be crazy. So I'm really looking, and that's going to be one of the blessings to come out of this, is just the talent accumulation on these rosters, and Arizona's surely going to be one to watch.
The talent, and I think also you've got these super seniors imparting knowledge on these freshman kids coming in as well. I think that's a really unique time, not only in softball, but in all sports, because you've got a huge age gap. You've got some, 18-year-olds and maybe some 22, 23-year-olds. So I think that's going to be something that is really special for these teams, and excited, like you said, to see the pack and see Arizona, Arizona State, UCLA, Oregon, and even Chelsea Spencer at Cal. I don't even think they've gotten on the field yet. So that's going to be an interesting mix on how that's equal. I don't know, but we'll see what happens.
Everyone knows. Yeah. They just know. They just, you take, and hopefully they'll be understanding, with that. They're still going to be as competitive as heck and still wonder why they can't be winning all these games. But there's also perspective. So yeah, the 18 and 23, that made me think really quick. We're going to have I'll have the Kentucky fall report coming up soon. And Rachel Lawson, who is just a kick to talk to. I mean, she's like one of 11 kids from Montana, and she's just so funny to hear stories. But they're super young this year, super young. Like, I mean, they got jobs or grad school, so very few came back. And she was saying that she's, interested to see how putting these 18-year-olds against 23-year-olds is going to go on the, and she's like, part of me wants to like just be like, yeah, go try, and then part of me wants to just wrap them in a hug and go, oh god, like, don't, like, I'm so afraid for you. Like, she's like, yeah, we can do this, like, go out and just try, and she's like, I just want to hug you. So, that's gonna be definitely a thing this year, so looking forward to it.
All right, well, stay tuned for that Kentucky fall report, and head on over to the site, d1softball.com, subscribe. We've only got our fall discount to the end of the year. So make sure you pick up your annual subscription and head on over to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and follow us on Apple Podcasts. So, you know, happy holidays, Ree. Hopefully we have our Christmas show next week if we can do it. If not, singing happy holidays to everybody, and hope you enjoy some of our holiday music.